sorry, David Toyota, Robbie Eliezer Wolfson.
Good morning, everybody. At the beginning of the Sedra, when Avraham Avinu welcomes the Malachim to his home, we are told that he instructs his lads to assist him in the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchem, Yishmael. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that all the aspects of the Achnasas Orchem that Avraham Avinu does himself, midah k'neged midah, years later, the Bnei Yisrael received those brachas directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bread Avraham Avinu got himself. Therefore, we got the man directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The calves for the tongue, Avraham Avinu got that, so therefore we got the slav directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The water, however, it says, Yukach nom at maim. The water should be taken. Rashi says it was Ali de Shaliach. So because the water was only fetched indirectly, it wasn't Avraham Avinu himself personally getting the water, we only got the water, Ali Dei Shliach, in the Midbar, Ali Dei Shliach, through Moshe Rabbeinu, hitting the rock. So, the obvious kasha that the Mefarshim ask is, that we know Rashi says himself, when it talks about Vela Bakar Rotz Avram, he ran to the cattle, V'yitin Ana, he gave the cattle after he had shefted it to Yishmael. Rashi said, why did he give it to Yishmael? K'dei l'chanchoi b'mitzvahs. In order to educate, to train Yishmael to do mitzvahs. See, if that was the motivation of Avraham Avinu, to train Yishmael in the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchem, how to look after guests, what was the tevia, this slight complaint against Avraham Avinu, that because he only got the water through a shliach, midah k'neged midah, we only got the water indirectly through a shliach, through Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the problem? He had a good reason to do it through a shliach. Chinuch. So, there are a few answers. One answer that's given, the Mikdash HaLevi says this, also Rav Moshe Feinstein at the back of Darash Moshe, Rabbi Zruel Rosenbaum, he quotes in the Sefer Zichron Moshe that he heard this from Rabbi Moshe in Tofshin Lamed Zion when he went to visit him. Rabbi Moshe says that the slight tevia against Avraham Avinu was that it's true. One can be mechanich one's children by telling them, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, how to behave, how to be a mensch, how to do Achnasas Orchem. But there's an even higher level of chinuch, and that is by personal example, by being a role model, by allowing those people that you're responsible for, your children, your tamidim, to emulate you, by seeing the way that you behave, that you do achnasas orchem with a simcha, with a hislavos, and they hopefully will copy you and behave in the same way. Reb Israel said this Peshat, he writes in a sefer to Reb Leib Gorovitz, and he said that Reb Leib offered a different Peshat. He says that it's true that giving the water to Yishmael was chinuch, educating him. But to be at the expense of Achnasas Orchem, when it would have been a better kiyum of Achnasas Orchem to do the mitzvah yourself. Avraham Avinu is more proficient, he was an expert, a world expert at Achnasas Orchem. So we're not going to say to do chinuch at that time when it's going to come at the expense of somehow lessening the quality of the Achnasas Orchem that would have been performed had you done it yourself. Okay. Rabbi Zuel himself wants to say a slightly different pshat. He says that we have a klal, mitzvah bo yosem imishluchai. That, of course, it's true. I can appoint an agent, a shliach, to do a mitzvah for me. One can appoint a shliach to be mekadesh an isha. That's fine. Shluch adam kamoisa. Having said that, there's still a quality in doing the mitzvah yourself. Rashi in Kiddushin says, when your guf, your body, comes into personal contact with a mitzvah, it rubs off onto you. When you have that personal connection with a mitzvah, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a better form of the mitzvah than just delegating to somebody else. Even in the mitzvah will accrue to your credit, but it's better that you yourself should do a mitzvah. So therefore, it's better, it would have been better for Avraham Avinu to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yoyse mimishlucha. Rav Chaim Kaufman, Zatzal, he asks, however, this is not so straightforward. The Chai Odom in Klal Samaches, Siv Zayin, when speaking about mitzvah bo yoyse mimishlucha, it's better to do a mitzvah yourself than delegating to somebody else. He asks the following shaila. What would be better? For example, I want to write a Sefer Torah. I don't know how to write a Sefer Torah. So I appoint a good, proficient sofer who can write a Sefer Torah in a beautiful way. So what's better? That I should, imagine I could write a Sefer Torah, but to a very basic standard. Is it better that I should write the Sefer Torah? To be kosher, to be okay. That way I'll get the mitzvah bo yoyse mishluchai. At least that way I'm doing the mitzvah myself. Or is it better to sacrifice the mitzvah bo yoyse mishlucha, that svara of it's better to do it yourself, I should personally be engaged with the mitzvah. Is it better to sacrifice that for the sake of writing a Sefer Torah, which is more mehuda? For the sake of hido mitzvah. Zekil van vehu, there's a mitzvah to beautify mitzvahs. There's a special aspect, it totally changes the quality of the mitzvah when the Sefer Torah is a mhudadikah Sefer Torah. So what's better? Mitzvah bo yoyse mishlucha that I should do it on a lower level, or, and that way, at least that way I'm doing it myself, or make a shliach, but at least the mitzvah is done in a more mhudadikah way. Okay? The Sefer Tosfos Chaim on the Chai Adam, he writes that it's better that the sofer should write the Sefer Torah. Because he will write it in a more mehudadikah way. He says this is because the inyan of hid or mitzvah comes from the Torah. It's got a source from the Torah. A smach min haTorah. Zekili van vehu. So therefore, that trumps, that takes precedence over the svara, the sound, logical reasoning that it's better when I do something myself. When you delegate to a sofer and he does it in a beautiful way, you've got the inyan of Zekilu Adnei, which is min haTorah. According to this, where you have a possibility to be mekayim something which is min haTorah, one should sacrifice the aspect of mitzvah bo yoyse mishlucha. In the same way, the mitzvah of chinuch, what's the source for the mitzvah of chinuch? So it could be the Rambam at the end of Machlos Asuras, he says, we learn it out from the mitzvah, from the pasuk of chanoch lanar pi darkoi, which is also a Torah source. Magen Avraham and the Gaon, they say in Shin Mem Gimel, they learn it out from the mitzvah of teaching one's son's Torah. Again, it's a mitzvah source. Or the Meshech Chochma says, this week's Sedra. Ki yedati v'lemana sheyitzaves banav es beiser acharov. I have known Avraham Avinu in order that he should instruct, pass on the torch to his children, to his grandchildren forever. That's a mitzvah of chinuch. So, it would seem that where, from the Tosfos Chaim, where you can fulfill a Torah-based mitzvah, one would sacrifice the aspect of mitzvah bo yoyse mishlucha, which is only a svara. However, Reb Chaim tells that it could be that we can be mechale, we can differentiate over here. In the case of the Chaya Odom, where you're asking the sofer to write the Sefer Torah, you're still being mekayim the mitzvah through the shlichus, the agency of the sofer, who is your shliach, your messenger to do the job that you have instructed him to do, to write the Sefer Torah. So it's still being traced back to you. It's still being misyachis back to you. As if you yourself are writing that mehuda deka Sefer Torah. That's why it can take precedence over the inyan of mitzvah bo yoyse mishlucha. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of chinuch, It could be that since there's no shlichus for a katan, when I ask a katan to do something, it doesn't then trace back to me, then it could be, it would be better not to ask it. Even though chinuch may be min haTorah, but it's fine, it's min haTorah, I'm doing the mitzvah of chinuch, but I'm losing the mitzvah of achnasas orchim. I've now detached the mitzvah of achnasas orchim, which I was wanting him to do on my behalf, I've now detached that, coming back to me, because there's no shlichus for a katan. The only kasha, the only problem with that is, he was a gadol. He was, Rashi says, at the end of the last week, etc., he was already 13. Okay. So, we could say, the Maral Diskin says, in this week, etc., that before Matan Torah, people didn't become ba'oinshin until they were 20. So, it could be, there was still chinuch for Yishmael, even at that age. So then, we can come back to the mitzvah, the answer that we wanted to say originally, mitzvah bo yoysim v'shluchai. As we said before, and that would answer the original kasha that we're asking, what was the tevia against Avraham Avinu? Yes? Okay. Okay. So the Mefarshim do actually talk about what you're mentioning. Maybe after the Shir, I'll speak to you about that point. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, he had a meal. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. I want to say some Divrei Drush. So, we're living through difficult times at the moment. At times such as this, we need to draw upon our reserves of Emunah. So what is the purpose of a Nisoyan? We've got the last and the hardest of all the Nisoyanus of Avraham Avinu, Nisvik Sedra, the Akedah. What is the purpose of a Nisoyan? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen. He knows whether we're going to hopefully pass the challenge. So what is the purpose? According to the Rambam, the purpose of a Nisoyon is to display and to broadcast to the world how a tzaddik can overcome a Nisoyon, how he can faithfully listen to the Dvar Hashem. Even under great pressure, a person can overcome challenges and can be a chizuk, an inspiration to the entire world. The Ramban, in this week's Sedra, on the Akedah, he says, of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the outcome of every trial and tribulation that is going to befall Klal Yisrael. But on the part of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tries this person. Hashem wants that we should bring out from potential to reality, from potential to actuality, what the greatness of a Yid is. Not just that Hashem knows that we are capable of doing something. Hashem wants us to get schar when we overcome an Nisoyon, when we actually fulfill the Ratzon Hashem and overcome the challenge. At the Bris Bin Absarim, last week, Sedra, I have to say this vort is a beautiful vort. I know it's last week, Sedra. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, "Vayotze oisa chutza." He tells him to go outside. He says, "Are you able to count the stars?" See if you can count them. And so will be your children. Is it possible to count the stars? Was he asking him to do something which is pointless? We can't even begin to count the stars. So what was this task that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had charged Avraham Avinu with? Rameh Shapira, he explains that Hashem was telling Avraham, never feel hampered by what you think is improbable, impossible. Never feel that you can't achieve. Even when things seem impossible, you and your children, your descendants, will attempt to do the impossible. And you know what? And when we attempt to do the impossible, we will see that the impossible becomes possible. What al pi teva seems normal, expected, has never held back Yidden throughout the generations. We have always defied the odds, defied the predictions that other people have maybe tried to set on us. Again, in last week's Sedra, the next Pasuk says, V'hamin b'Hashem yachshveh lo tzdaka. Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem. V'yachshveh lo tzdaka. And Hashem considered that a source of righteousness, a merit that Avraham Avinu believed in him. That is Pasha Peshat, according to Rashi. So that Avodah Yisrael, the Kodesh and the Magid, he says a beautiful vort. He says, V'hemin b'Hashem, Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem. The Yachshveh lo tzdaka is Hashem. Sorry, V'hemin b'Hashem, V'yachshveh lo tzdaka is still Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu considered it a source of tzedakah, a source of righteousness and merit, a great bracha, a gift from Hashem, that he had the seichel, the capability that he was able to believe in Hashem. Still talking about Avraham Avinu, he believed in Hashem, and Avraham Avinu considered it a great source of merit, a tremendous gift, that he and we have that tremendous gift that is the gift of Emunah. Because with Emunah, a Yid has no questions. But without Emunah, a Yid has no answers. And that was the tzedakah that Avraham Avinu appreciated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, there is a chiyuv, a mitzvah, to believe in Hashem. And a chiyuv Hashem Elokecha, according to many Rishonim, first of Seres Adibras. But it's not just a mitzvah. It is the greatest gift that we have. It gives us emotional stability. It gives us strength and fortitude. In the most trying of times, when we think nothing makes sense, we're surrounded by contradiction and tzoras, rachmon and itzlan, but we realize everything is part of a plan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's not clear now, it will be one day. Clearer. At the end of the Sedra, the Torah states in connection with Avraham Avinu overcoming the Nisayon of the Akedah that Zvarach v'zarcha kol goy ha'aretz, he and his descendants and the entire world would receive brachas in the zechus of Avraham Avinu overcoming this hardest and final challenge. As we know, the zechus of the Akedah lives on forever. It is never diminished, it's never depleted. Zecholanu Akedas Yitzchak, we invoke the zechus of the Akedah every day over Rosh Hashanah, over and over again. The Akedah, we know, is the archetypal Nisayon. It's the prototype of a Nisayon that we keep coming back to every day. But the question is, our ancestors, our Bubbas and Zedas, they overcame many Nisyonas. Over the generations, our ancestors overcame terrible Nisyonas. They died our Kiddush Hashem. So what marked out this particular Nisyon that Avraham Avinu overcame over and above all the Nisyonas that thousands and millions of years then overcame throughout the generations? Briskarov quotes his father, Reb Chaim, that there was something very special about this particular Nisayon of the Akeda. He says that Avraham Avinu had already been promised that Klal Yisrael would emerge from him. He would have Yitzchak, Kiv Yitzchak Yikari L'chazara, Yaakov, the Shevatim, descended from Avraham Avinu would be a nation of Yisrael, together with the Torah, Eretz Yisrael. Everything hinged, everything depended on his son Yitzchak Avinu living and surviving, becoming the forerunner of the Jewish nation. And now Avraham Avinu was told to sacrifice his son. It was this challenge that made the Nisayon something that was on a different level to every other Nisayon. In life, we often construct highly sophisticated and logical arguments to defend certain well-intentioned plans. And we think, if only Hashem would understand, I know that what I have to do is the correct course of action. Avraham Avinu, he must have had many, many cheshbonos in his mind to defend and to justify not sacrificing Yitzchak Avinu. What would be with the Jewish nation? It can't be. Maybe this particular Nisayon I shouldn't overcome. Maybe it's not right that I overcome it. But we have to understand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us to do something, then even with the best, most sophisticated and logical arguments that we can put forward, we have to understand that we have to set aside our logic for the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It reminds me of a vort that Reb Shimon Schwab, he says in the Sefer Meir Beis HaShoeva a couple of weeks ago. Pasuk says that Noah came into the Teva, Hu v'ishtoi, Shem Vonov, and Pnei Me'ah Mabel. Because of the waters of the Mabel, he was forced to come into the Teva. Rashi says, because he was forced to go in, he was Miktani Amono. Somehow he had a lower level of Amunah than you may have expected. Question is, Noah had been commanded to build the Teva for 120 years. He knew full well there would be a Mabel. He wasn't building the Teva for no reason. He had better things to do. Do you think Noah didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you think he didn't know that a Mabel was about to come? This Medrash doesn't make any sense. Noah was an Ish Tzadik, Tom Hayabadoi Roysov. He knew what was coming. Rashbab answers that of course Noah had complete faith in Hashem. The Mabel was on the way. However, Noah had another motivation over here that caused a certain reluctance on his part to go into the Teva. Hashem has created the world in such a way that the Emunah that we have creates a reality. The Emunah that we possess brings the brachas from Hashem. We can see this principle in the Torah in connection with the brachas that are promised by Hashem for people who keep Shemitah. The Pasuk says, "Chisoyim manocha b'shana hashviyas." If you say, what am I going to eat during the Shemitah year? If I don't plant, I don't. So, what am I going to eat? I'll starve. So Hashem says, don't worry. I'll instruct, I'll command my bracha for you. There'll be a bumper harvest in the 6th year, 7th year, 8th year. Don't worry, you'll survive. You'll be absolutely fine. Why does Hashem need to command the bracha? He's already promised us that we'll eat. We'll have food, we'll have a bumper harvest. Why is Hashem now commanding the bracha? We had the bracha before. The answer is, because the very emunah that we possess creates the sources, the shefa of bracha that Hashem has lying in store to give us. It creates a reality. The emunah in itself brings the brachas Hashem wants to give us. But The Noam Elimelech says, Rabbi Shimon Schwab quotes, when a person asks, he questions, he doubts the brachas that Hashem has promised to give us. What am I going to eat? What's going to be? How will I survive? That in itself somehow blocks up those channels of bracha that Hashem had waiting in store to bring down that shefa of bracha. So that Hashem has to once again reissue, rechannel, bring down again the brachas that Hashem had already promised to give us. I will give you that bracha. I will look after you. Noach understood that there would be a mavel. But he also understood that the amunah that he possessed in Hashem's prophecy, that would be the means to bring about the mabul to the world. But Noach, he felt bad. He didn't want to be the vehicle that would bring the destruction of the world. So he felt, he was caught in two minds. He thought, do I want to go into the teva to bring the mabul to destroy the world? He wasn't so keen to go in. He only went in when he had to go in because mipnei meha mabul. On Noach's madrigo, he was criticized for this because it wasn't Noach's place to question the calculations of Hashem. If Hashem says there will be a mabul, then what was required of Noach was simply to go into the teva and to have emunah in the word of Hashem. We learn from here that however worthy and great our motives may be, pure and simple emunah is the greatest virtue that we can have. The Brisker Rav, he points out that we have a couple of instances at the beginning of the Akedah, in this week's Sedra, where we see Avram walking together with his lads. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Vav, Avram takes the wood of the oila, he places them on Yitzchak. He takes in his hand the fire and the knife, and the two of them go together. They go together. Avram, who knew that he was going to shecht his son, went with the same Rotson and Simcha as Yitzchak, who at this point had no idea what was going to happen. They went together. Avraham Avinu, with the same Simcha and Rotson as Yitzchak, who didn't yet know what was about to transpire. A couple of psukim later, again, when Yitzchak asks, where is the lamb? Avraham says, Elokim yirelo aseh eloyo bani ma'el chushneim yachtov. And they go together. At this point, Yitzchak does figure what's going to happen. And they still go together. Avraham Avinu knowing full well what's going to happen. And Yitzchak now, in possession of the fact, he also goes with the same rizos and the same simcha as Avraham Avinu. At the end of the Akedah, after Avraham Avinu brings up the seh instead of Yitzchak, the Pasuk says, Vayosh Avram el Norov, Avram returns to his lads, and they went together to Beersheva. Over there, Rashi, unlike the previous two times, doesn't comment on this third occurrence of, and they went together. This Yachtov word that we have again. The Brisker Rav, however, tells us the significance of this word, Yachtov, what it could signify. If you think about Avraham Avinu's state of mind after the Akedah, one could think that Avraham Avinu, he may have felt a modicum of self-satisfaction, maybe a touch of pride. He's overcome the final and hardest of all his nisyonos. Yet, he goes back to his lads, like one of his lads, with the same humility and focus on his avodas Hashem as he had felt before. He's not traumatized by what had happened. He doesn't have an inflated ego that he's overcome this nisayon. He was prepared to offer Yitzhak at the last moment. He didn't. He's in total control of his emotions. He was simply obeying the command, the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't feel any pride or arrogance. He was the same Avraham Avinu as he was before the Akedah, straight after the Akedah. He went back with his lads, returning to Be'er Sheva, returning to his life's mission of Emunah, spreading Emunah to the rest of the world. Be'ezras Hashem, in the zuchus of the Emunah that we have, this should bring brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there should be once again v'shalom in Eretz Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, and we should all be zoicha to the Gula Shlema b'mehira b'yomeinu. Amen.